This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are continuing to question Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett at her confirmation hearing today. California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein asking Coney Barrett about the Affordable Care Act.
Senator, I completely understand why you are asking the question, but again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
The Q&A with senators will take place today and tomorrow. Patients who've survived COVID-19 may be immune to reinfection for up to 4 months. Researchers at a Harvard-based hospital found high levels of antibodies for weeks after patients recovered from COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm not a fan of court packing, but I don't want to get off on that whole issue.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, when asked about court packing by WKRC-TV in Cincinnati, Biden spending his Monday campaigning in Ohio. The former vice president will be in Florida today. Tuesday, President Trump will head to Pennsylvania. President Trump returned to his large rallies after his bout with COVID-19 on Monday, campaigning in Florida.
We're 90% better now than we were 6-7 months ago in terms of a cure for people that get really sick. 90%. It's incredible what's happened. And with children, it's 99.9%. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's limited ballot drop box order stands. Abbott's decision for there to be one ballot drop box per county for mail-in ballots remains in effect after some legal wrangling that ended Monday when a federal appeals court upheld Governor Abbott's order. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The United Kingdom has seen a spike in the number of daily COVID-19 cases, so the Prime Minister is taking a new approach to localized lockdowns. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki explains.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has unveiled a series of new lockdowns as the United Kingdom deals with a spike in COVID-19 cases. The three-tiered system is meant to localize restrictions for the worst-hit areas of the country. Johnson told Parliament that previous efforts to address local outbreaks have resulted in a confusing set of restrictions.
In recent months, we have worked with local leaders to counter local spikes with targeted restrictions. But this local approach has inevitably produced different sets of rules in different parts of the country that are now complex to understand and to enforce. So, just as we simplified our national rules with the rule of six, we will now simplify and standardize our local rules.
Johnson's unified system of three alert levels will have different severity of lockdowns depending on how bad the local outbreak is. He added that no matter what the level, shops, schools, and universities would remain open.
Carnival Cruise Line is canceling all of its cruises for November. Carnival announcing on Monday it's canceling November cruises out of Miami and Port Canaveral, Florida. This comes after the company canceled cruises from all other U.S. ports for November and December. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, I know what many of you are saying and asking, you know, polls, schmolls, you know, what do we, you know, what do we make of them? Are we one more time, deja vu, 2016, polls all over the place, Donald Trump behind anywhere from 20, 12, 8-point differentials. I mean, the swings are outrageous, but I want you to be encouraged, and this is why we have the one who got it right, one of the few of a handful of pollsters. They got it right last time. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us now. Gerard, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing great. Really good to be with you.
Well, these polls are really making many Republicans and conservatives quite nervous, and they're wondering what is going on with our country. You've got one side promoting something that 70% of the public already said they're not interested in, but yet if you believe the mainstream media, they're overwhelmingly in favor of a Joe Biden presidency. Selling something, as I said, 70% already rejected. And that isn't even including whether or not he's going to pack the court and do away with the filibuster or any of these other things that have been suggested, because he's following the lead of Nancy Pelosi. It says, look, if you want to see it, you got to pass it first. So you got to elect me, and then you'll see the real Joe Biden, whatever the real Joe Biden is after 47 years.
Utterly ridiculous to expect people to vote for someone, to vote for him, without him expressing where he stands on issue after issue. I mean, let's face it, he is against freedom of speech. He's against the Second Amendment, keep and bear arms, and on and on. He certainly probably will pack the court. That's why he won't admit it, because he knows it'd be a headline. He'll lose some more votes.
Well, but anyway, you just gave the headline. Biden is against freedom. That's the headline. And that's what people need to clearly understand, that in any of his policies, what he's done in the past, what he supported, even what he did with, Obama, I mean, was America freer? No, not at all. In fact, this latest Gallup poll that we've been referring to here, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Gallup determined that 56% of Americans said that they are better off today than they were 4 years ago. This is for Donald Trump. This number far and away outdistances Barack Obama when they asked the same question in December of 2012. Only 45% told Gallup they were better off than 4 years ago. In October 2004, George W. Bush was reelected. 47% say they were better off. In October 92, George H.W. Bush, who lost his bid for re-election, 38% said they were better off. And in July of 84, Ronald Reagan was re-elected in a landslide, and 44% said they were better off. So 56%, if I'm doing the math correctly, if I'm doing it the way the nuns taught me back in grade school, 56 is grander than 44, is it not?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's an interesting number, that particular interesting research. There's another number, 56% of Americans believe that this Joe Biden cannot finish a first term. They don't think he's going to finish it.
Yes.
Most Americans, a majority, actually believe he has either senility or early stage senility.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those are red flags, because when it comes to electing senators, congressmen and presidents, Americans tend to vote for people they think are completely healthy. And if they have a major disease, for example, if they were diagnosed with cancer, you know, a month before an election, they usually lose the election.
Mm-hmm.
That's a statistic that's very important right here, too, that a lot of people are forgetting.
Exactly.
He has a problem. Yesterday, I heard Biden say, you know, I listened to people's speeches on both sides, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him say, you know, I'm a proud Democrat running for the United States Senate.
Again,
he
says
what
this.
Doesn't know what he's even running for.
Right.
That's terrible.
Well, the other thing, too, speaking of which, Nancy Pelosi kind of showed her hand a bit. Some people looked at it as, you know, it was an attack on Donald Trump. But actually, Donald Trump, I believe, read it wisely and said, it's not about me. It's about Joe Biden. You know, her look-see again at the 25th Amendment.
Yeah, absolutely. That may be their way of getting rid of Biden, but they may just do it other ways, too. That if he were to be elected, which I don't think there's any chance, his cabinet would easily push him aside for Harris, because mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what they're thinking, the way they're running the campaign.
Right. And why would Barack Obama tell Joe Biden, you don't have to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, that was quite telling. I mean, here he is. He obviously has a relationship, cares about the vice president, and just as a straight friend-to-friend relationship, Barack Obama, you know, was hip to hip with Biden all those years. He knows Joe Biden. He knows that his synapses are not firing at full level. This has been a gradual deterioration, and he knows the vulnerability of Joe Biden. But, you know, so I think that for him to tell him that he didn't have to do this, I think there's more to that statement than we're able to understand.
That's an excellent point. I think you have picked up something that most people don't recognize. But he's probably telling him, Joe, you don't have to, you know, make a fool of yourself, you know, bumbling and fumbling through a campaign. We can find somebody else to run who's just as liberal as you would be. So, yeah, my message, by the way, with this week's blog post, this week's article, is forget the polls, forget the media, forget the elite. Donald Trump is going to win again by a sizable margin.
What I'm concerned about here, Gerard, is the people are being played once again, and
sure,
poison is being dumped into the bloodstream of the voter electorate in believing that it's going to be a landslide for Joe Biden. And if this doesn't happen, and we go through something similar as we did with Hillary Clinton, who somehow still thinks that she's running, you know, her and Tracey Abrams ought to get together. Maybe they can be a tandem. But, I mean, this is just insane. You know, what they have done to President Trump, what they have done in terms of disrespecting the votes of 63 million people that said Donald Trump is our president, and they've continued to disrespect him even before he got into office, as we're seeing right now what the FBI and CIA, the intelligence community, enacted, the coup that they attempted on a duly elected president in the United States of America. We're not talking Venezuela. We're not talking some third world country. We're talking the United States of America.
That's absolutely true. It's terrible. And by the way, I'll predict right now that between now and the election, there's going to be another big bombshell related to that.
Well, Durham said that don't expect anything coming his way, but yet the president is authorized everybody to clear the decks. I mean, let's get the information out there, take the redactions off. Let's have full disclosure and vulnerability. We, you know, expect that to be coming out, and if it will, you know, weeks before, this could be quite telling, because we already know that Joe Biden was in the room where it happened, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He was part of it, part and parcel of it.
And they have the audacity, Gerard, to ask if President Trump will participate in a peaceful transition of power. As
like
if
they're experts at it, right? Yeah.
Unbelievable. More from Dr. Lomero after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking.
no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
Like, what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping
I am not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
I am not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
No more, no new fracking.
No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
We are going to get rid of fossil fuels.
No matter how many times Donald Trump.
This is what
lies
you love about those on the left, right? Go ahead. We can pot that down now. Is that they go into the realm of what I call self-indictment. They really cannot help themselves. There's just something about it. They really don't make good liars. As my dad used to say, if you're going to be a good liar, you better have a great memory. And here Joe Biden is already, he's backed up against the wall, Dr. Gerard Lomero, because we know that his memory is already losing a grip. He doesn't even know if he's running for the Senate or running for the presidency, not even sure what town or city that he's in. And here's a man who puts the lid on his campaign most days by 9 o'clock in the morning. I think he's starting to open up a little bit because he's getting outside the bunker, which I thought was quite interesting because during the debate, if you'll recall, he accused Donald Trump of being in the bunker. I go, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'll tell you. If he were really thinking he was 12% ahead or what some of these polls are saying, he'd probably stay in the bunker after 9 a.m. The fact he's actually getting out there tells me that their internal polls, which are generally more accurate than the media polls, are telling him the facts, and that is that he's losing. And he better get out and do something or else he's going to have a loss to look at.
Exactly. And a big loss. I mean, based on what you're saying, and what others have told me, Gerard, I mean, they're looking. I mean, here you've got the mainstream media and others promoting a landslide victory for Joe Biden. This is pretty much the same thing we heard about Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. And we're hearing just the opposite. So somebody's lying here.
Oh, absolutely. I used to think that people were just mistaken doing these polls, that they were, you know, making some, you know, careless errors in how they put together polls, because we know how to do scientific polling. It's well-known science and that. And then I realized, no, I think these people are trying to make news. In other words, if you keep making mistakes that shouldn't be made, it has to be planned, intentional. And so I think the polls are intentionally trying to depress Trump's vote. The funny thing is, it's absolutely doing the opposite. The people who have no enthusiasm to vote for Joe Biden are the ones who are going to probably stay home because they think he's going to win.
It's in the bag. Yeah, exactly.
And they say, why bother? You know, I mean, why, you know, most of them are, it's like ho-hum, you know, it's like they're voting for him only because they think Donald Trump is a monster based on other news reporting, you know, because CNN, MSNBC, all they do is criticize Trump 24/7. And so a lot of people, that's the reason they're thinking of voting for Joe. But then when they hear, oh, he's going to win 12%, 14%, oh, good grief, this isn't a race, why bother?
Yeah.
So what they're trying to do to depress Trump votes, doing the opposite.
Yeah.
And the Trump people know they got to work hard, and they're working up until the end to get out the vote. And Trump has a great ground game, and Joe Biden has gotten through this election cycle without hardly any ground game anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, how does that happen? I think he's just thinking about the, that he's raised so much money, he's got so much money in his coffers, and we already know that Hillary Clinton spent at least four times more than Donald Trump did. But you go back to what it's all about. The message is what it's, if you don't have the message, then you better have a lot of money. And Donald Trump's got a great message. We didn't know what he would do. We only hoped what he would do 4 years ago. But here it is, you know, promises made, promises kept. I mean, we're energy independent for the first time ever. And what the Democrats want us to do is become energy dependent again. I mean, you know, they don't like $2 a gallon gasoline. They don't like poor people having access to gasoline. They want poor people to be paying $4 a gallon at least, right?
Right, and you know what? Electrical rates are going to skyrocket if they're allowed to get into office, because they will destroy the energy sector completely. And energy rates, electricity rates, are going to just quadruple.
How are they going to, how is Joe Biden's economic plan going to work, Gerard? I mean, he's talking about, you know, building up the middle class when he and Obama were the ones that near single-handedly destroyed the middle class. It's been Donald Trump and this administration that has given life again to the middle class. Here it is. We had such a robust economy going into the first quarter of this year, but to no fault of his own. But by a diabolical act of the communist Chinese, we're having to deal with COVID-19, which I believe in all likelihood, I mean, I don't know how you not look at it as an act of war perpetrated not only on America, but the world.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I think his economics are terrible. You know, I think he's going to start with a very big tax hike, and he's also going to get rid of the Trump tax cuts, which on average were about $2,000 per family. So when he says he's going to get rid of the tax cuts of Donald Trump, that is a tax increase.
Yes.
That is a tax increase to the average middle-class family, and they're going to feel it, and that is going to be staggering, the impact. We're going to go back to zero growth.
Yes.
We're going to go back to the way it was under Obama and Biden, and it wasn't good. They're trying to say that they gave Trump a bounce in the economy before he got there. That's baloney. Mm-hmm. We had a terrible economy. Everybody remembers what they said. We're going to have to get used to no growth or slow growth.
Yeah, 1.8% GDP. What is he thinking, Obama said? Does he have some sort of magic wand? Remember?
Right.
He mocked him.
Yeah, and he said you couldn't bring the jobs back, and Trump sure did.
Yeah, exactly. And look what he did internationally. I mean, like, this is supposed to be Joe Biden's claim to fame in terms of what he did with Iran, how he really brought leadership to the international community. I mean, what you heard when Donald Trump came in, yes, kind of blustering in that, and they were a little intimidated, not sure what to make of it. But then they realized, they go, oh, my God, leadership has returned, and it has returned to America, and the international community is being blessed by it. Look what happened to NATO, how he's improved the finances of NATO in holding the NATO nations to account for their 2% commitment, which heretofore they never made. Barack Obama's team said, oh, my God, you're going to just destroy all our alliances and everything. And all it did was endear them more to America. And for them to say that America's international standing has been compromised in the era of Donald Trump is a humongous lie.
Yep. There's Israel, too, and moving the embassy. He's done a phenomenal job.
Yeah. And we've got Middle East peace we're looking at. We've got two Arab nations, probably another five waiting in the balance here right now. And maybe they're waiting just to see what happens with the election, that they will follow suit. But two already have come, you know, come and said, yes, we can work and live with Israel. So this is a huge deal, especially when, you know, traditionally for decades now, we said, oh, we can't move forward unless the Palestinians agree. Trump goes, hey, you've had plenty of years to agree, and it's clear you're not going to, so we'll move on.
Yep, absolutely. He showed a different negotiating tactic, and it worked. And that's what he's brilliant at. He's brilliant at negotiating deals, the art of the deal, and he's applied it to the Middle East intractable problem that's been there for decades.
How does Joe Biden and Kamala Harris even think that they could carry his satchel after all that he's done? I mean, Biden was the vice president for 8 years with Barack Obama. And what did they give us? They gave us a very unilateral, one-sided, destructive, supposedly an affordable care health program that was
unaffordable.
It was totally unaffordable and a disaster.
Absolutely. No, they have a terrible track record. Trump has a great track record. You put all these trends together, Trump is going to win this election without question. And I've looked at other people's forecast models, not just my own, and actually we're all in agreement, the forecasters that I know of, that think that this election is going to Donald Trump. And the polls, I think they're just plain wrong.
Without a doubt.
Fake news, fake polls.
Well, this is why we count on him. He's the author of Real World Socialism, Dr. Gerard Lomero. Thank you, Gerard. Take care. Have a great day.
You bet.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are continuing to question Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett at her confirmation hearing today. California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein asking Coney Barrett about the Affordable Care Act.
Senator, I completely understand why you are asking the question, but again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda, because I'm not. I don't have any agenda. I have no agenda to try to overrule Casey. I have an agenda to stick to the rule of law and decide cases as they come.
The Q&A with senators will take place today and tomorrow. Patients who've survived COVID-19 may be immune to reinfection for up to 4 months. Researchers at a Harvard-based hospital found high levels of antibodies for weeks after patients recovered from COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And we've got Danielle DiMartino Booth. She's back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk with her. Danielle set out to launch a hashtag research revolution, I guess, for lack of a better term, or maybe that's the most exact term, redefining how markets intelligence is conceived and delivered, with the goal of not only guiding portfolio managers, but promoting financial literacy. To build what we call QI, she brought together a core team of investing veterans to analyze the trends and provide critical analysis on what is driving the markets both in the United States and globally. Danielle, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here today.
All right. So we wanted to talk about an update, that something you and I have been talking about for a while, and that has to do with the Fed. And as the CEO and chief strategist for Quill Intelligence, LLC, as I mentioned, a research and analytics firm, you've got some information, important information, to update us on that, especially as, you know, the last time we talked about your book, Fed Up, an insider's take on why the Federal Reserve is bad for America. Break it down for us.
Well, you know, a lot has changed, and a lot of it is political. A lot of it has to do with the Fed trying to offset what the politicians don't seem capable of doing at this juncture. So we're at the cusp of, I think most Americans would agree that we're witnessing history, and in the background, the Federal Reserve has been trying to hold together with duct tape, as much money printing as you could possibly imagine, trying to hold the stock market in there. But as far as what the fiscal authorities have done in terms of producing productive means, we call it an IRR, the rate of return on an investment. As far as how our politicians have done, I would probably give them a D minus at this point, because there's been nothing done since February to create jobs, to create productive endeavors in this country.
And of course, we had a lot of headwinds with COVID, no doubt. And we were in trouble going into this, admittedly, Danielle. I agree with your perspective on this. But COVID has not helped us. Not that that's an excuse. That's a reality. And we still have to deal with it, right?
Yeah, it is a reality. And more importantly, what COVID did accomplish was revealing, if you will, exposing the depth of the indebtedness in the U.S. economy and how very weak it left us to a shock. And that is indeed what we've seen. If you compare the United States to other countries that are experiencing bankruptcies, we're expecting a 57% increase in bankruptcies in 2021. That blows away any country in the world.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and we've already seen plenty this year.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. And with that, of course, that brings a lot of unemployed people. So what is your solution? What are you recommending that we do right now? I mean, as individuals, we're hearing this news and we look over on the horizon. We're hopeful that we can get on the other side of COVID. But no doubt, sadly, this has been driven more by politics than practicality.
It has. And that's why it is so distressing that when there was the opportunity to come together as a country, it was squandered. Mm-hmm. And if there was any time to be impartial and unbiased and move in a bipartisan fashion, it was when the country was suffering genuinely, losing people. I've got a friend right now who's in the ICU fighting COVID pneumonia, 40-something-year-old young father. It hits everybody differently. It's kind of
right, agnostic.
But at the time of a crisis, that is the time to come together and say, you know what, we have failed for decades to repair our nation's infrastructure. As I like to joke, you know, in certain cities in America, if you're driving a small sedan, you might lose it inside of a pothole. They've become so big.
Yes.
So there have been very obvious solutions. Germany has done a fantastic job at reskilling its workforce and making sure that vocational training has absolutely no stinge about it. And they have one of the lowest unemployment rates, youth unemployment rates in the world. There are many great examples that we can learn by in order not just to throw money at people who are out of work, but to give them the skills so that they can get on with their lives and make a new career. If, for example, an industry that they were working in, say the restaurant industry, might not ever come back as big, or leisure and hospitality or retail, well, then you know what? These people need to be reskilled and move on to the next generation of growth.
Exactly. Well, and there is a lot to deal with here. But to your point, Danielle, and I agree with you, we can't deal with these issues if we're at each other's throats here and we're not operating like the United States of America, but the un-United States.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And it's not supposed to be how it was. I mean, 4 years ago, we were told that the quote-unquote swamp was going to be drained. And now it's a matter of, I think I stopped working last night when the president sent out the last tweet, the last meaningful one of which said, I'll be sending a check for $1,200 to every American.
Right.
Just hours earlier, he said no stimulus at all. And Nancy Pelosi saying yes, stimulus. And everybody's going off in a bunch of different directions, none of which appear to be on behalf of the constituents that they were sworn to serve. And I'm not speaking about one side or the other. It seems like nobody can come together on behalf of the American people right now.
Amen to that, Danielle. I'll tell you, this is a time when leadership is required, and it's going to take something extraordinary because of the divisiveness in this country right now. And I don't think necessarily it's, you know, I say it takes leadership, but leadership starts with each individual. I mean, this is the beauty of the American way of life, is that it starts with self-responsibility. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a chance to vote, and some have already voted, and hopefully you know and prayerfully everybody has cast their vote responsibly in such a way, because what Danielle's talking about, I mean you're echoing all our frustrations here, Danielle, because we should be better than this. And but you know, this, for whatever reason, you know, we can spend hours, you know, blaming people. But what it comes down to is that, you know, we've said often that politics is downstream of culture. Well, if politics is stinking bad, well, you know, our culture's not smelling too good either. So we have ourselves to blame, you know, for the condition that we're in. But I believe the good news is if we've created it, we can create something different. That is within us. I believe that to be the case.
Oh, it is. Like I said, I have utter faith. And we have other countries, as I said, that have, strangely enough, and I don't find China to be an ally of the United States, but when they spend money, when there's fiscal spending, a lot of it goes into infrastructure spending. Fine, let's learn from that. Let's make the commute back and forth from work take a lot less time. Let's make it a lot easier for American workers. And as I said before, we can learn from Germany. The last time a plumber or an HVAC guy walked through my front door and said it's $150 because I crossed the threshold, I'm looking at a 40, 50-year-old guy.
Yes.
We need to train younger people in vocational trades, because there are certain things that computers are never going to be able to walk through our doors and do for us.
No, exactly. Well, I believe that even in these stressful times, with any kind of stress point, there's always opportunity that reveals itself. But if we're so emotional and we're just so stressed out over it, we're not going to be able to see it, Danielle. And I guess what you're saying is that, you know, all of us need to just chill a little bit, take a breather, and understand that we are the United States of America. We can do better, and we should do better, if not for ourselves, certainly for the next generations coming up, right?
Absolutely, because it's that next generation. I hear fantastic things about this Generation Y. In fact, I've got an intern right now in that generation, extremely hardworking, diligent. There are millions of Americans in all generations who want to see the best outcome for this country. And tapping into that optimism and tapping into the hope is going to be so much easier if somebody can just figure out how to turn off the negativity, because there's so many more of us who want the best outcome that outnumber the ones who make the most noise. It doesn't need to be. This is not the United States of squeaky wheels.
Yes,
so
exactly.
We are united and we stand as one.
Well, let's do that. Hear, hear. I appreciate it. Danielle, look forward to having you back. We got to keep this conversation going. Danielle DiMartino.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. and we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and the Fox News political analyst, founder of a bipartisan consulting firm based in Washington, D.C., and the host of his new podcast show, Out Loud with Gianna Caldwell, joins us now. Gianna, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, and it's always a pleasure to be on with you, Bill.
Well, congratulations on the podcast on iHeartRadio. Great opportunity to get the message out there. The sworn enemy of the PC culture. Boy, we need that,
absolutely.
Don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I love Gianna Caldwell, and we are the sworn enemy of PC culture. It seems like the truth has made a person radical these days.
Yes.
The fact that the news media has been pushing a pervasive narrative to really disenfranchise us on a number of fronts. We can talk about Russia, we can talk about the impeachment, we can talk about any number of issues that have impacted our country over the last 4 years. And what I think a lot of Americans discovered is, in some cases, the media has been so bad that people can honestly and reflectively say, as their opinions, that it has become, in some ways, the enemy of the people. So when President Trump says that, a lot of people say, like, wow, how could you dare say that? And then you see all the false headlines that come out and the lying that goes on in the press. And it's like, wow, this is just, This is insane at this point. So Out Loud with Gianna Caldwell. I'm excited that my first guest is Herschel Walker. So I encourage people to go and subscribe and watch and follow.
Okay, excellent. Well, Gianna, as you said, the mainstream media has become the enemy of truth. And it is amazing, but those like you and I that are sworn to the truth, the whole truth and nothing but, look, if we're going to go down, we're going to go down because of the truth, not because we've compromised ourselves and decide to, you know, join hands with the PC culture and fake news, the lying media that is really compromising the greatness of our country and the future of our country. This is what hangs in the balance.
It truly is. And you know what's interesting? I was just recently in London and Dubai taping my podcast, and I was not even confronted. It was an Uber driver that was driving me around, and he found out that I was from America, and apparently he watches a lot of international news, and he says to me, you know, what's going on in America? They're politicizing COVID-19, and they're doing it to ensure Trump loses. And I was so shocked because he didn't know who I was, so I was wondering, like, he's just automatically bringing this up to me, and I'm like, wow, this is very true, and people can truly see what's going on when it comes to local government, state ran governments, and the media. My younger brother, he's a junior in high school in Chicago right now. They sent an email out before the e-learning started, and they said, listen, you're going to be on e-learning, but on November 4th, you have to return to school. You know what's going on November 3rd? The election.
Exactly.
And we're going to shut the schools down until the day after the election. Then you can go back. And other local governments have also said this for their different agencies. Okay,
exactly.
Right after the election, you can go back to work. Things will return back to normal. Why? Because they're looking to create an environment that's so harsh that ensures that Donald Trump loses, and it's ridiculous.
Well, this is what the left does, Gianno. They are clearly declared, you know, they are the ones that brought in the whole idea of PC culture, the cancel culture, the spirit of invalidation that's running amok. And look at this is why your brother and others have to stand up. We all are in this war together. This isn't, you know, conservatives, against liberal. This is a fight for ideology. It's a fight for the very soul of America. Yes, it's pronounced in the form of conservatism and liberalism and progressivism. But the fact of the matter is that we need to exercise some critical thinking and come to some critical conclusions here as to what's hanging in the balance.
Listen, the real fight here is truth and light versus darkness and deceit. And that's legitimately what we're seeing. Liberalism, and I talk about this in my best-selling book that came out in November. I've been on your show many times to talk about it, taking for granted how conservatism can win back the Americans that liberalism failed. Liberalism is all about government control, dependency. And when you look at some of the things, the policies that have went forth in our country, in different places like California and L.A. as an example, you see it's not rooted in science.
No.
Some of this stuff isn't rooted in science. It's about government control. I will dictate to you the measurement of your life, everything that you do. And then they made it so bad that they said, okay, well, we've shut down businesses for months, not allowed people to go out and gather. Now what we're going to do is we're going to tax people even more. We're going to create a stronger sales tax from 14, I think it's like 14% right now, or 13 or 14%. We're going to make it 16%. And by the way, we're going to make it retroactive all the way to January 1, 2020. So for folks who might have moved out of state before January 1, 2020, you're still going to get hit
with this
particular tax. Mm-hmm. This is insanity, Bill.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where in the world should this be allowed to go on? Not in my America.
Well, but in
COVID has made us.
Exactly. But in a Biden-Harris America, that will happen. In a Biden-Harris America, let me ask you, do you think out loud would Jenna Caldwell would live in a Biden-Harris administration?
It's not a reality that any of us should live in. What really bothers me is the fact that African-Americans have supported, and really the reason, you know, South Carolina is the reason that he became the nominee. Once he got that kind of momentum, things really begin to trend in a particular direction for Joe Biden. But what's so challenging to me is the fact that President Trump was right. He said that Joe, I believe it was in a debate last week, he said, you're the worst president or worst candidate that anybody, a politician, any should be asking for any African-American support. He said at an event at the White House, he said, Joe Biden shouldn't be asking for your support. He should be begging for your forgiveness. Which
yes.
is so true. You think about the 94 crime bill's impact on millions of black families. You think about the most draconian policies that come that Joe Biden has supported, the 86 crack laws and so on and so forth. You even think about the fact that his policies, him and Obama's policies in terms of the regulations for the financial industry, even closed down black-owned banks where African-Americans with not the greatest credit often got their loans from. So when you put all these things together, how is this a recipe of success for America in general, but especially African-Americans? It
exactly.
doesn't make any sense to me. Meanwhile, President Trump, First Step Act, thousands of people released from jail, 90% of them being African American. Opportunity zones, 8,800 of those. And per the opportunity zone number from the White House Council, they said that over 1 million folks have been lifted out of poverty because of the opportunity zones. We can go on and on.
Let me ask you, Gianna, how many people were lifted out of poverty under the Obama-Biden administration?
You mean how many people were put in poverty?
Lifted out. I understand why you say put in, because it was more put in than lifted out.
The most Americans on food stamps ever under the Obama administration. So that's a hard question to answer, Bill. How many were lifted out? I don't know. I mean, maybe some folks became rich on Wall Street, perhaps, but other than that, it's not like the Trump economy, which made a lot of us rich. A lot of us done well. For the first time in a generation, you had folks that were saying, hey, I can take my entire family on vacation now because things are going so well.
Exactly. This is the thing. The empirical evidence is so solid, Gianna, to your point. And this is why the left wants to conditionalize truth. They want to come up with their narrative, their fake news, their anonymous reporting, because they know they don't have the facts on their side. The truth is not on their side, because when you look at the truth and the policies that Biden, Obama, exercised the history of Kamala Harris as a former prosecutor herself, an AG in the state of California. I mean, this is a nightmare.
It's a complete nightmare, which doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of us how they even got there. But I'll tell you what, I'm really excited, and I'll be honest, and everyone knows this. The debate we saw last week was not the best display of America for either candidate. Like, let's be very clear about that, open and honest. It wasn't the greatest display. But what I'm excited about, especially with the representative from the Trump administration known as our Vice President Mike Pence, I think he's going to run circles around Kamala Harris. He's a policy wonk. He's a compassionate Christian man. And that's one of the things that I talked about on my podcast, Out Loud with Gianna Caldwell, with Herschel Walker, is the need for faith to take a front row seat in our country.
Exactly.
At times when America is going through its greatest challenges, we reach to our Lord and Savior. We reach to faith, and we get through it united as a people. We need to get back there, because there's so much division and polarization going on in our country. We cannot move forward without God with us. And I think that's one of the that's been become very evident throughout our history, and certainly more than now. Like, there's no greater time than now to be talking about bringing God into the conversation. And he's someone who's been attacked, even as the governor of Indiana, when they were talking about him running as a running mate to Donald Trump. People often attacked his faith because he's a true believer and man of God. I remember when he said that, I don't go to any meetings with a woman one-on-one. I have to have my wife there, or it has to be someone else there. And people made fun of him.
Exactly.
And then the Me Too movement came about, and they're like, oh, well, maybe he had a point. I don't know. I mean, this is someone who's truly a missionary, and someone who's going to bring us a good word, if you will, tomorrow. And I think it's going to represent the administration in the country very, very well in this debate.
Well, no question. Our faith is under attack. It'll be under attack again with Amy Coney Barrett as she continues on with the confirmation process. But I will say this, Gianna, what I am sensing, even a couple of weeks ago in D.C. at the mall, I don't know if you saw that or not, but you had an event, a day of prayer and repentance brought to you by The Return. Mm-hmm. Franklin Graham was there with his prayer walk, through D.C. More and more people I'm hearing about are doing exactly what you're saying. Again, congratulations on the new podcast. Look forward to talking to you. Always enjoy our time together, Gianna Caldwell.
Real quick, if people can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Gianna Caldwell, G-I-A-N-N-O, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Thank you so much, Bill.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.